Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
In this episode, we celebrate one great player of the College Football Hall of Fame who had a major significance in the pro game as well, as he set a very interesting milestone probably most of us have never heard of. It's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from the Pigpen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to your football history headlines, and welcome to the Pigpen, where we want to preserve football history every single day of the year. And today we have a very interesting podcast. We only have one birthday, and it's the only piece of news that we have, but it's a very interesting story, and one I'm excited to tell because I learned a lot by this individual and some of the interesting things they did that probably none of us have ever heard of, and this man had a great accomplishment in football. Let's tell his story right now. March 12th, 1880. He's a birthday boy today. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The stalwart end of the Minnesota Golden Gophers from 1904 to 1906, Bobby Marshall was born. Now, many of you haven't heard that name before. Well, we're going to tell you a little bit about him right now. The National Football Foundation reports that in three seasons that Bobby played on the gridiron of Minnesota, the Gophers teams were 13-0 one season, 10-1 in 1905, and 4-1 in 1906. They outscored their opponents, and listen to this, by a whopping margin of 1,238-63 in those 29 games. Marshall was a Walter Camp All-American selection in 1905, and in the next season, he helped Minnesota overcome a powerful University of Chicago team coached by Amos Alonzo Stagg by Bobby kicking a field goal to lift the Gophers to a 4-2 victory over the Maroons. Marshall was a brave racial pioneer, too, as it is noted that he is the first African-American to play football in the Big Ten, which at the time was called the Big Nine. The College Football Hall of Fame gathered the gridiron resume of Bobby Marshall and inducted this great player into their hallowed halls in 1971. That's not all about Bobby Marshall, because his football news and story doesn't end there. It actually becomes even a little bit more interesting, and this is probably the part that most of us never heard of because I know I'd had until I read this. According to an article on the StarTribune.com, Bobby made a significant milestone in the NFL's very first game. Marshall at the time was 40 years old, and he had become a Minneapolis lawyer as well as he was the state's grain commissioner when one of his part-time gigs as a three-sport legend in football, baseball, and hockey led him to becoming the first person of color to play in the American Professional Football Association, which later renamed to be the National Football League. On September 26, 1920, 2 weeks before the Pro Football Hall of Famer and celebrated black pioneer Fritz Pollard made his debut with the Akron Arrows, the 6'2", 195-pound Marshall, 40 years old, remember, hopped on a southbound train and played both ways at end as his Rock Island Independents blanked the visiting St. Paul Ideals as an independent pro team, 48-0 in the first game played in league history. On October 3rd, Marshall's Independents beat the Muncie Flyers 45-0 in one of the first games between APFA teams. The article continues with the final statement. Both Marshall and Pollard were the league's only black players that first year. 11 more would play between 1921 and 1933 before an unwritten rule among the owners, and a very sad rule, veiled as a gentleman's agreement, kept black players out of the league until they came back in 1946 in the AAFC. What a remarkable story to be a great athlete, a three-sport star in college. I mean, I didn't even mention in his bio about his baseball and hockey in college, but he was a star at that as well as on the gridiron. And then at 40 years old and being a lawyer, you know, distinguished lawyer, the game grain commissioner of the whole state of Minnesota, you know, very important jobs indeed. I'm sure those kept him very busy, but he still found the time to be an athlete at 40 years old, get on a train, go and play professional football with the Rock Island Independents, and just have an outstanding way of still playing great defense. You know, he had great defense at Minnesota. He's blanked two professional football teams, 48-0, 45-0 were the scores of the Rock Island Independents against those teams, St. Paul and against Muncie. That is just a phenomenal athlete, and to be that trailblazer, that pioneer for racial equality in the early NFL, before it was called the NFL, him and Fritz Pollard, that's just quite brave and quite takes a lot of talent and athleticism to put your body at 40 years old into that. You know, not everybody's Tom Brady, and Tom Brady didn't play end on both sides of the ball in, you know, a single platoon system of football. So our hats go off to the birthday of today, and we're glad that we could tell his story as the only birthday today of this March 12th of Bobby Marshall, because it's definitely a story that needs to be told and remembered, and that's what we're all about, preserving that football history. Now, I have a lot of friends on the Sports History Network that want to preserve history too. And they do a great job of all sports, not just football. Football is one of them, but all sports. We're preserving that history, sportshistorynetwork.com. And there are upwards of 20-some podcasts on there with some excellent hosts. We tell you about them every single day. If you haven't checked them out yet, what are you waiting for? You need to go to that sportshistorynetwork.com and check out these great, talented individuals over there, because they are doing just a bang-up job. And we are proud to be a part of that Sports History Network and share some of their talent with you as we bring them in our Football by Numbers series, which will continue today because you have a double bonus feature. This is a little bit shorter podcast today, but you can jump over, listen to Aaron Harris talk with me about determining who the greatest number 16s in NFL history are. So make sure you catch up that bonus edition of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch Football by Number series. So make sure you check out Sports History Network. You can find us at pigskindispatch.com. If you want to email me, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.